John chapter 1. The Word was there in the beginning, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and nothing that was made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness didn't understand it. A man was sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness to testify about the light, so that all men through him would believe. He was not that light, but was sent to testify about that light. That was the true light that illuminates every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world didn't know him. He came to his own, and his own didn't receive him. But to as many as did receive him, he gave power to become the sons of God, to those who believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and lived among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of God's only child, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and shouted, "This is the one about whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness all of us have received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' And he confessed and didn't deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not.' 'Are you that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then they said to him, 'Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of someone shouting in the wilderness, 'Make the way of the Lord straight,' like the prophet Isaiah said. And those who were sent were from the Pharisees. And they asked him, 'Why do you baptize then, if you aren't the Christ, nor Elijah, nor that prophet?' John answered them, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you don't know. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to untie.' These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'See, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he about whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I didn't know him, but that he would be presented to Israel. That's why I've come baptizing with water.' John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it stayed on him. And I didn't know him, but he that sent me to baptize with water said to me, "On whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost." And I saw and testified that this is the Son of God." Again the next day, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "See, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where do you live?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he lived, and stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon, and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You will be called Cephas," which is, by interpretation, a stone. The day following, Jesus went into Galilee and found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said about him, "See, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceitfulness." Nathanael said to him, "Where do you know me from?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Do you believe because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, after this, you'll see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending from and descending on the Son of Man."